I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The man's voice could be heard over almost everything else at the Fall Carnival. Three tries for a nickel, folks heard the promoter yell. Hit the Negro in the head and win a prize. What kind of game was this? This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. You won't believe what used to be one of the most popular carnival games in America. There was a jungle backdrop with a hole in the middle. The premise of the game was to use baseballs to clobber what popped up in the hole before it disappeared. Want to know what popped up? A black man's face. As incredible as this sounds, that's not the worst part. The faces were real. Actual black men were hired just to have baseballs thrown at their head and faces. The men often suffered horrible injuries. And what was the name of this barbaric game? African Dodger. This game was a sport, and in fact, it wasn't until professional white baseball players showed up to hurl baseballs at top speed that black workers stopped being dodgers. Even then, board games and fake heads that often had exaggerated lips were used instead. Why was this even a game in the first place? This game was part of social control that reiterated white supremacy and the disposability of black bodies. White society has been ingrained with subliminals about our people, including using us for target practice. This is why we must continue to educate ourselves and fight against these racist narratives. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this story on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.